Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for this weekend's UFC main event between Mackenzie Dern and Angela Hill. I'm excited for this one for a few different reasons. Of course, Mackenzie Dern's grappling is incredible, but Angela Hill is one of the fighters that has always kind of always shown improvements from one fight to the next. Never had the finishing abilities to really put people away, which is part of the reason why she's had so many close fights. But she's always improving. She keeps adding things to her game. You know, when she came in against Carnalosi and started showing elbows, I felt like she'd reached a new level. And I feel like those elbows will be useful in this fight against Mackenzie Dern for a variety of different reasons. Now, of course, Angela Hill is... I didn't do the sponsors, did I? A shout out to our sponsors, Athletic Greens, AG1. I love this stuff. So these are the travel packs. If you use our code Outlawed, you'll get five of the free travel packs, as well as a year's free supply of D3 and K2. It's just fantastic stuff. You can clear all the other supplements off your shelf. This is the thing that you need. You get up in the morning, you mix the powder into water and get it in your system, and you're covered for the day. 75 vitamins and minerals, keto friendly, vegan friendly. There's barely any sugar in it, less than a gram per packet. And it just sets you up for the day. You know, make sure you're getting all your probiotics to make sure your digestion's good, your immune system, of course, with all the great stuff that's in here, as well as the D3 and K2. It's the best stuff on the market right now. I really do recommend it. Go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed, outlawed with an ED, and you will get your year's free supply, as well as your 5 free travel packs and all the other stuff, the container, the shaker, all the stuff that you need to completely change the way that you feel on a daily basis. Do it. Okay. Tale of the tape. So Mackenzie Dern is coming in with a record of 12 wins and 3 losses. Angela Hill on the other side, considerably more experience, 15 wins and 12 losses. Now, of course, that record doesn't look wonderful. It's not very often we see records like that in the UFC. But what I like about Angela Hill is that she's had career after career where she's gone from, you know, one event to the next. She's had a close decision loss and then a close decision win, and then she's been released and she's gone back to Invicta. She's won the belt again at Invicta and then been re-signed to the UFC. What that tells me, because Invicta is the benchmark for women's mixed martial arts. It is all the highest level mixed martial artists. Aside from maybe one championship, there are some strong fighters in one championship. And of course, you know, we've got Dakota on the way through at flyweight and Kayla Harrison as well. But when it comes to female MMA veterans, there are very few that have had the staying power of Angela Hill. And that deserves respect in its own right. I'm still seeing her training and improving all the time. She's coming off 2 wins right now, and Mackenzie Dern's the one coming off a loss. Like, you can just never count out Angela Hill. You put her in fights against the likes of Godinez, where a lot of people thought she was going to pick up a loss there, and she acts as spoiler. She's complemented her game with things that don't necessarily mean that she has to be the bigger, stronger fighter in there. And elbows are a huge key for her in this fight. Now, Mackenzie, of course, is, you know, her striking is improving, but it's definitely not the strongest part of her game, and she would have to go a long way to improving her striking to match her jiu-jitsu. There's no secret she's going to want this fight on the floor at some point. Now, Angela Hill's takedown defense is 77%, which is pretty good compared to Mackenzie Dern's takedown accuracy of 11%. And this is where Mackenzie Dern's game kind of comes a bit unstuck sometimes, because she is a game striker. She doesn't mind standing and trading with fighters and chasing them down and being kind of reckless sometimes in the way that she attacks people. But when she realizes that she can't get the fight to the floor, she can't take it there, she can't drag them there, they're not going to fall over for her, they're not going to come to the floor, they're not going to take her down, certainly, then a little bit of panic sets in. And this is where you realize that the best part of her game is completely taken off the table. If she does hit the floor with you, Angela's in all kinds of problems. It would be very difficult for Angela to find people to grapple against that would give her a similar kind of look to Mackenzie Dern. Now, Angela, I believe she's in California? Yeah. So, like, she's... San Diego. There's loads and loads of good grapplers around there. You know, Studio 54, you've got 10th Planet San Diego, 10th Planet HQ. Atos, there's loads and loads of good high-level grappling schools in Southern California. But you also have to have someone that can hold those positions and strike. And again, this is where it becomes difficult to prepare for some people when your opponent is at such a level that even your training partners and other people in the sport aren't going to be able to match it. The one thing I will say, Angela Hill has got Jessica Penne training with her, and Jessica Penne has been a black belt for a long time. So even if the skill level for Mackenzie Dern and Jessica Penne is on a different level, the awareness from Jessica Penne is going to be really useful. A good set of eyes, a lot of wisdom as well, and she knows Angela Hill really well. She's, you know, this is another benefit in Angela having someone like Jessica Penne around, is that she's looking at Angela Hill's game, knowing it really well, and going, okay, have this piece. Watch out for this piece that she does. It can be very, very specifically tailored to Angela Hill for Mackenzie Dern. It's not a generic, oh, you're fighting a jiu-jitsu guy, I've got 10 people with gis on, go and roll with them. And it's very, very finely tuned and specific to the problem that she's got. And the problem that she's got is a formidable problem if it hits the floor. But if Angela's able to keep this standing, if she's able to use that 77% takedown defense, keep moving, keep her striking output quite high, but not overextend herself so she's risking getting tangled up, this could be Angela Hill's fight. We might be looking at an upset that that a lot of people wouldn't be expecting. If Angela makes a mistake and she gets tangled up and dragged to the floor, I don't know how her sub-defense is going to hold up. I mean, the issue that you've got with Mackenzie Dern is that she's at such a level that she's able to chain things together one after the next. So you could be defending that rear naked choke and she's going to fall straight off into an armbar or fall off onto a leg. Like the chaining of the attacks, again, is going to be a very, very elite level. Now, Angela's been stopped twice. That she's been beaten by decision 10 times. She's been submitted twice. We've got an armbar against Randa Marcos, and then the rear naked choke against Rose, which was a little while ago now, actually, 2015 and 2019. So she's had a couple of years where she's not been submitted. And you look at who she's fought as well. You know, I mean, you know, like Claudia Gadea is an excellent grappler. You know, Lupe Godinez, she's fought tough individuals, and she's pushed these fighters to decisions even when she's lost. Two split decisions, Claudia Gadea and Michelle Waterson, unanimous decision against Torres and a split decision against Lemos. Like, she's difficult to put away. She's experienced because she's been in there with some of the best fighters, not always winning, but always competitive. She's got a fighter in front of her that's got a very, very specific game plan. You know what Mackenzie Dern needs to do in this fight to be successful. And if Angela Hill starts to beat her in the kickboxing range, that's going to make it even more imperative that Mackenzie gets this fight to the floor. But can she get the fight to the floor? 11% takedown accuracy suggests that she's probably going to struggle. And if she does start to struggle, then Angela Hill's striking will then start to really shine. And the close range striking of Angela Hill, although, of course, you know, you're fighting Mackenzie Dern, you don't want to get too close. But if Mackenzie starts to, if she's shot a couple of takedowns or she's tried to pull guard and drag her in and Angela Hill's been able to stay on her feet, that point when Angela Hill now starts to press is when Mackenzie Dern's heart rate starts to shoot up, when she starts to reach and swing when she doesn't want to. And Angela then can just settle into that nice Thai boxing style that she's got, jabbing her in the midsection with a teep and working that lead leg, of course, bearing in mind the takedowns might come. But then when Mackenzie Dern starts to reach, she reaches and she sweeps with her arms, that center channel with those elbows all day. Angela Hill's one to watch in this one because I feel like she in herself knows that she's competitive in this fight and in every fight in this division. She just has to make the right decisions in the moments to make sure she gets through to the scorecards and wins. And this is the challenge against Mackenzie Dern, that I feel like it's less of a it's less of a challenge against Dern as it is against someone like Godinez. But if she gets taken down by Godinez, it's wrestling that she's got to deal with. Whereas Mackenzie Dern is going to be throwing a variety of different things at her. Now, I expect Angela Hill to be defending her back at some points in this fight. If she can avoid the rear naked choke, that's something else that's going to be a big hit on the confidence of Mackenzie Dern. You know, what you don't want as a grappler is to see someone that's already been rear naked choked and then you try and rear naked choke them and now their defense is bulletproof because it happened and I won't let it happen again. Like, the experience that Angela Hill's got, 27 fights, that's a lot of time in a lot of positions where in 3-4 fights, you panic. But in 10, 15, 20 fights, you go, I've been here before. I know this position. Jessica Penne was trying to strangle me from here last week. I know this defense. And even though it is Mackenzie Dern, this is an MMA fight. Fatigue sets in, strikes become involved. It does change the landscape. What I would like to see from Mackenzie Dern is, and of course, I assume she's still working with Jason Perillo. I'm pretty sure she is. Good basic boxing. Like, keep her head safe and nice straight punches down the pipe. Because Angela Hill is hittable. You know, she has been outpointed at times. And I feel like if Mackenzie Dern uses that threat of a takedown, then there are going to be strikes opened up for her. Like, Mackenzie can then flip this whole thing on its head and give Angela the impression that she's going to grapple with her when in actuality she's going to hit her as much as she can. Almost like what Gilbert Burns did with Masvidal the other week. Like, stood striking for the round while Masvidal was going like, where's the takedown? Like, when are you going to level change? it can be quite unsettling if you've got someone who you think is going to be desperate to grapple and they decide to stand and trade. Like, Dern is game. You know, her striking is game. She does commit to her punches. A lot of it is dependent on her confidence, though. And if she has the confidence that she is striking by choice and she can take the fight down to the floor because she knows she can or she hasn't tried and been proven that she can't, then I feel like the striking can be quite interesting, with Angela Hill having the slight advantage because of the diversity in her game. As soon as this tangles up, though, that's where it shifts. If Angela Hill can keep this fight on the floor and force Mackenzie Dern to strike, then she can force panic out of Mackenzie Dern and she'll find options and opportunities for her more damaging shots, like her elbows. If they lock up and she does get dragged down to the floor, then that might shut Angela Hill's game down because she's like, oh, it was such an effort to stay safe and get back to my feet. I don't want to be doing that again. A lot of it is down to that first bit of contact. What happens when Mackenzie Dern takes a shot? Does she try and grapple? Does she go, no, I'm going to stand and trade with you for a little while? Where's Angela Hill's head at? Does she feel like she's going to be confident stopping these takedowns, confident enough that she can be aggressive? I don't know. But I am looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be an absolute scrap. And I think Angela Hill's elbows could be a defining factor in this one, either from top position when she's trying to stay safe in guard, or up against the fence when Mackenzie Dern's like reaching and struggling to try and draw her in. Yeah. Have I said everything? 1.8 submission average for Mackenzie Dern, 0.1 for Angela Hill. Almost as many takedowns for Angela Hill as for Mackenzie Dern, which is wild, at 0.61. But again, you know, the purpose of a Mackenzie Dern takedown is rather different to Angela Hill and her takedowns. I feel like it's going to be Angela Hill striking that's going to be the forefront of her game. 5.68 strikes landed per minute compared to 3.02 for Mackenzie Dern. Higher striking accuracy by 13% as well as 10% defense as well for Angela Hill. So generally, the stats are all on her side. Of course, Mackenzie Dern's going to have a higher submission average, but doesn't necessarily mean she can get the fight there. 1-inch height advantage for Mackenzie Dern, 1-inch reach advantage for Angela Hill. Everything else is virtually identical. Shout out to Mike Goldberg. All right, I think we'll leave it there. Make sure you check out our sponsors, Athletic Greens. Everyone's using this at the moment. You might as well get on board. Lex Friedman's using it. Andrew Huberman's using it. Like, listen to both of those guys. They are brain boxers. And if they get something out of this, I will get something out of this, and so will you. athleticgreens.com/outlawed. You'll get your 5 free travel packs as well as your year's supply of D3 and K2. All good stuff. All right, enjoy these fights, and I'll see you next time.